take the helm. In just 2 days of trading, Comcast shares dropped an alarming 12%. Since Comcast had made an all-stock offer for Disney, this meant that a 0.78 share of Comcast was now worth $23.53, while Disney shares had jumped to $28. The total value of the offer had fallen from $54 billion to $48 billion in just 2 days. The possibility that Comcast might increase its offer made its shareholders even more irate, leading Comcast to issue a statement stressing that, at the right price, this is a great deal, and we are going to be disciplined about the price. Comcast had left some room for a slight increase in the event Disney decided to negotiate a friendly deal. But those hopes were dashed on February 16th, when the Disney board unanimously rejected the Comcast bid. "We are committed to creating shareholder value now and in the future, and will carefully consider any legitimate proposal that would accomplish that objective," the board said. Further, the interests of Disney shareholders, which represent the fundamental priority of the board, would not be served by accepting any acquisition proposal that does not reflect fully Disney's intrinsic value and earnings prospects. Even so, the Comcast team was surprised when Disney, on George Mitchell's behalf, issued a further public statement that any reports that Mitchell might have encouraged a bid from Comcast or suggested that any directors were unhappy with Eisner's performance were a complete fabrication. When I asked Mitchell to elaborate, given the Comcast team's detailed chronology of numerous communications, Mitchell replied by email, "I received a telephone call from a friend, who was later referred to as an intermediary, who asked if I would be willing to set up a meeting between Brian Roberts, his father, Michael Eisner, and me. After briefly considering the suggestion, I called him back and declined. Later, he called again and asked if I would be willing to meet with Brian Roberts. I again declined. I told him that if Brian had anything to say, he should call Michael and say it directly to him. That is what happened. As it turned out, the Comcast bid, when it was made, was so low that it was rejected by Disney's shareholders and its board and by the market." Among those galvanized by the Comcast bid was Diane Disney Miller. Though she had vowed to stay out of the battle between Roy and Eisner, a corporate takeover threat was another matter. She was especially concerned after reading news reports that Comcast distributed pornography. Like virtually all cable companies, Comcast carried adult-themed pay-per-view programming and cable channels that sometimes broadcast material with explicit sexual content. So, over the President's Day weekend, she wrote a letter to the board and sent each a copy by Federal Express after getting their addresses from Roy's office. After expressing her opposition to the Comcast bid, she continued, "I would hope that the independence of this company was almost as important to you as it is to us. I cannot believe that any of you would want to see this company suffer the same fate as befallen other recent victims of media mega mergers. Comcast specifically seems especially unsuited to Disney, a company which has always been dedicated to quality family entertainment." So far, Disney's public relations department could have drafted the letter. But then Diane veered in another direction. "We hope that the board of directors will act to do what is best for the company. One of the greatest perceived weaknesses of